I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. It's homecoming week at the University of Louisiana Monroe. The theme of Let the Good Times Soar is welcomed in all activities all this week. Among the highlighted events, a business symposium with keynote speaker and Freakonomics author Stephen Durbin, a midweek concert on Wednesday by the New Orleans Marine Band, the ULM Athletic Department's Night of Champions, and the homecoming football game Saturday when ULM hosts Troy State. Congressional Black Caucus members plan to travel to Louisiana in an effort to boost black voter turnout, what they say is a key to victory for Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in November. The Louisiana Senate race is considered one of the most competitive in the country. Landrieu is trying to fend off a challenge from Republican Representative Bill Cassidy and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, a Tea Party favorite. Blacks make up 30% of the state's population. Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge is chairwoman of the 42-member caucus of Democrats and says that Landrieu is in a race that's going to be close and black voters clearly tip the scales. She says the group is going to be spending a lot of time in Louisiana. While turnout tends to be down for midterm elections, caucus members say they plan to highlight the consequences of voters staying at home this year, namely a possible GOP takeover of the Senate. Republicans need to pick up 6 seats to control the Senate. Fudge says she also plans to focus attention on Louisiana's 5th congressional district race, where Republican Representative Vance McAllister is running for re-election. Fudge says the caucus will lend support to Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo. August was another record-breaking month in terms of employment in Louisiana. The Louisiana Workforce Commission released new job numbers on Friday, and non-farm employment grew by 30,000 over the last 12 months, and a record 1.9 million people were employed in August. LWC spokesperson Tom Guarisco.
Sectors with the most new jobs were construction, professional and business services, leisure and hospitality, health and education services.
Guarisco says there's a record 1.6 million non-government jobs in Louisiana as private employers added 36,000 jobs over the year. He says the construction sector led the way by hiring 9,500 workers.
Construction is a driver. I mean, when jobs are added in that sector, it leads to, you know, more growth in other sectors.
Guarisco says that they anticipate setting more employment records in the coming months because the construction sector will need to keep adding workers. Well, the Saints finally picked up their first win of the season as New Orleans defeated Minnesota 20-9. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the game.
Saints coach Sean Payton says it was good to get that first win.
You know, it wasn't perfect, but I thought we played hard.
The Saints jumped out to a 13-0 lead in the first quarter, but didn't score again until the fourth quarter. A 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty against Minnesota kept alive a Saints drive that resulted in 7 more points. After losing late leads in the last 2 games, Payton says it was good to finish this contest on top.
It was a game where we were able to, you know, get them off the field, and then it was a game where we were able to possess the ball for however many minutes and end up taking a knee.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today, the high in the mid-80s.